back here on the Panthers halftime show. Ohio Dominican lead him alone 30-6 at the half. We are just about set to get the second half of action underway. But before we do that, let's head back out to Fawcett Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale. And Todd, a couple of players that really stood out in that first half for ODU. Mark Nichols continues to find the end zone. He continues to have a great season at the running back position for the Panthers. But how about the first half by Sidney Omame? He was a one-man wrecking crew. He was destroying the Malone offense.
Yeah, there's no question about not only he, but the defensive line, again, dominating play, Matt, and collecting four sacks alone as a team in the first half of play. And, I mean, that's what we've seen out of this defensive line. As Coach Connolly said, there's some other areas defensively they would like to clean up a little bit. But, boy, what a great job defensively for that offense or that defensive line.
Yeah, and surprisingly, Coach Conley didn't seem to be too happy there at halftime, and he mentioned, of course, stopping that option that Malone is running, and Eckert's getting those positive yards rushing, even though Malone only has 79 yards rushing net so far. And but yeah, I think you got to take a look at the defensive line and give them all the credit right now. I mean, the Pioneers only have six on the board, and you know, a big part of that was special teams as well, with the blocked extra point that got returned for 2 points, and 30-6 here, and got one more half here. Hopefully everybody escapes healthy, and we head home with the GLIAC championship.
All right, let's give you the numbers in the first half of play. First off, for Ohio Dominican, they had, in terms of total offense, 139 yards on only 17 first half plays. Through the air, Mark Miller was 5 out of 7. That's first quarter. Where did you do with my halftime stats? That'll be much better. Now this will make much more sense. 210 yards of total offense on 26 offensive plays. Mark Miller, 6 of 10 passing for 126 yards in half number one. Receiving for the Panthers, Des Stewart a catch for 44. Casey Williams a catch for 42. Mark Miller, I'm going to guess Mark Miller did not have a pass reception? He didn't have, okay. Abe Johnson had one for 13 in the first half. Nate Weeks also had a catch in the first half for the Panthers. On the ground, Mark Nichols, 9 carries, 44 yards, 3 touchdowns of runs of 3, 9, and 9. Brandon Schoen had 7 carries for 1 touchdown and had a 13-yard touchdown carry. 7 carries, 40 yards, 1 touchdown, and that was a 13-yard touchdown run. For Malone, 206 yards of total offense on 48 plays. They ran 22 more plays than ODU, but still only had 4 yards fewer. Through the air, Brandon Eckert was 5 of 14 passing for 60 yards. Through the air receiving, Jordan Phillips, 3 catches for 35. Josh McLaughlin, 1 for 13. Ricardo Bell had 1 for 12. On the ground, Davis had 18 carries for 92 yards. Brandon Eckert had 15 carries for 56 yards in the first half. We mentioned the 4 sacks. Warren Shields led the way in terms of tackles as he had 8. Mason Sawicki had 5. Sidney Omame right around 5 as well in that first half of action for the Panthers. And they lead here, Matt, 30-6 as we get ready to start the second half.
Yeah, and I, too, was looking at those first quarter stats when we're talking about rushing. They actually have 146 on the ground, so I just want to correct that. But Malone's teed up here on the tee, ready to kick off, and the Panthers will get the ball back here in the second half.
So it'll be Derek Sawyer to kick the football away. I hear the wind a little bit here, as it still is a windy day, at least up here on top. And the kickoff will be pooched along the ground. It'll roll all the way back over the head of Mark Nichols. He'll have to retreat inside the 5, circles around, staring at a lot of blue shirts, and he'll be down back at the 5-yard line. So just kind of unfortunate that he was unable to field that on the hop. It bounced right over his head, nothing that they could do. And so the football will be all the way back at the 5-yard line. One thing of note, I think the Panthers coaching staff has been having issues with their headsets, and I see offensive coordinator Todd Goble down on the field right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he is down there, and it looks like they're still going to do it the same way they did before. He'll signal into play to Pepe Pearson, and they will signal it in, him and Zach Bruni. First down for Brandon Schoen, straight through the middle, 10 and tripped up at the 16-yard line. That'll be a quick run of 12. Just to finish the thought on that, a couple of times I'd seen Coach Conley without a headset on, and now it makes a little more sense. Found out at halftime they were having some headset issues, so they have kind of adjusted some things in terms of coaching. And it'll be first down and 10 now from the 18. And here's Brandon Schoen sweeping to the left. Got to have to try to get to the corner, and he will. He's out to the 20 and to the 21-yard line. And it'll bring up second down at about 3 now, or at 8 for the Panthers.
Yeah, I passed Coach Goble there in the stairwell at halftime. I was wandering around this beautiful new press box they have here in Canton. And just quick exchange. Didn't say anything about the headsets, but I thought, huh. Where's he going?
So it'll be second down now. Actually give Schoen four on that carry. So second and 6. They'll go with Brandon again to the left. Stumbles his way forward. 30. Stays on his feet out to the 40-yard line. Gain of 18 for Brandon Schoen. If he'd have been able to keep his feet through the hole all the way there, he may have been able to break that for a big one, but picks up 18.
Yeah, so far so good for Brandon Schoen here in the second half, and he actually checks out of the game after taking kind of a hard hit on that run, and Mark Nichols comes back in, and we talked about it earlier with Schoen getting a little dinged up this season. Hopefully he's okay. I would imagine he is. He looks fine. They're just checking in for Mark Nichols.
So it'll be first down from the 40 as they toss it over here to Nate Weeks. 45, 50, stays on his feet and now inside of Malone territory at the 49-yard line. Nice little pitch and catch out there to Nate Weeks for a gain of 12 and another Panther first down.
Yeah, the getting Nate Weeks involved here. We saw run, now pass. And, you know, despite being down on inside our 5-yard line on this, the beginning portion of this drive, we're moving the ball pretty well here.
First down and 10 from the Malone 49. Play action pass as Miller will roll to the left to an unguarded Ronald McLeod. Makes a move forward to the 40 and dives near the first down marker. So Ronald McLeod, somehow the mix-up in the secondary left him completely unguarded, and that'll be about 9 on the first down play.
Yeah, nice job for McLeod to get open. There was a little miscommunication there in the secondary, as you mentioned, on Malone's part of things. And I was actually surprised Miller didn't get rid of it sooner on that one. If he had gotten it out to McLeod a little sooner, maybe gotten a first down. But we'll take the 9 yards on first down.
So second down and short now for ODU. Going left to right, Nichols up into the hole, and he'll get what he can, which is about 2 and a first down. So not a lot there for the senior from Newark Catholic, and it'll be first down for the Panthers at the 38-yard line of Malone.
And whatever it was they talked to them about at halftime, it must have worked, lit a fire under them a little bit, because as we mentioned, Coach Conley didn't seem to be too happy there going into the locker room, and now the offense seems to be firing on all cylinders.
First down and 10 from the Malone 38. Miller will take the shotgun snap, turns and gives to Nichols. He'll sweep to his left. 35, hit at the 33, and down near the 31. Another solid run, 7 yards for Mark Nichols, who you go back to what last year's game that he, the performance that he had, where he had 3 touchdowns against the Pioneers. He had 3 in the first half here, so in about 6 quarters, he had 6 touchdowns against Malone.
I'll take it.
Yes. Second down and 3 coming up now for the Panthers. Driving down the field here, leading by a score of 30-6. Now Schoen and Nichols both in the backfield. It'll be Schoen. Good cutback to his left, and he'll dive to the 25-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 6 and a first down. And luxury of, first off, being up a lot higher in this press box than we are in most, so you can see a lot of things develop. And the angle that we had there, what a great block by Mark Nichols, running back, cutting right in front of Schoen to free him up for those 6 yards. Nichols will check out. Single back now as you go back to 3 wide receivers, and on first down from the 25, it's Schoen. 25-20, dives to the 19-yard line, and it'll be second down at about 4 now. I mean, that's unfortunately for us sometimes, it's tough to watch the blocking on plays because you get lost watching the football. But
right,
the way this offensive line has performed this year, which was the biggest concern going into the season, they have exceeded expectations and have allowed this team to be one of the most balanced teams in all of college football. Only 3 yards separating them between their rushing and passing per game totals, which is unheard of in 2013.
Yeah, I mean, coaches always say you got to win games with balance, and that's about as balanced as you're going to get.
Second down and 4. Nichols replaces Schoen in the backfield. Mark takes it. Little fake pump. Now we'll go for McKnight in the back of the end zone. Pass is deflected. McKnight falling down. Can't make the catch as it went over his head and is out of bounds. And it'll be third down and 4. Now coming up for ODU, it's been primarily Casey Williams and Nick McKnight at the wide receivers with Abe Johnson here on this possession. And third and short now coming up.
Yeah, Mark Miller was able to get the defender there on the corner to bite a little bit on the pump fake, but was able to make the adjustment and timed it right and was able to get a hand on the ball to knock the pass away.
And on third down, they'll sweep it right now for Brandon Schoen. Good push by the Malone defense. Now Schoen will turn back upfield and get to the 15, and he's going to be right at the first down marker. Boy, when that play started, I thought there was no way Brandon Schoen would get a first down. He's going to be right at the marker. It'll be fourth and short, and the Panthers will go for it.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't go for it here. I mean, you've got all-world kicker Brent Wiley, but up 30-6, 10 minutes left here in the third quarter. You might as well see what you can get going here. Got Brandon Schoen here in the backfield and try to get a push to get that first down.
It will be Schoen off the right guard, and he's got the first down. All he had to do was get to the 15. He's able to lean to the 14-yard line. Somebody on that defense was able to get a hold of his legs and prevent him from going further, but a first down carry for Brandon Schoen and a possession that began back at the 5. Now we'll have first down and 10 from the 14-yard line of Malone, and eating up a sizable chunk of this third quarter clock as well on this possession. McKnight and Johnson left. Casey Williams to the short side of the field. Ball right hash mark. As Schoen will block, Miller will throw. Back corner of the end zone for Casey Williams, and it's incomplete. Good coverage over here on the sideline, and Miller had to throw the football, I think, a little faster than he wanted. He had a defender right in his face as soon as he let go of the football.
Yeah, not really a good option either to head over there to Casey Williams. I think you're right, Todd. I think he was just trying to get rid of the ball because Casey was well covered there in the end zone, and fortunately here it was only on first down, so we get a couple more shots here to try to score.
Second down play now for the Panthers. Ball just inside the 15-yard line, leading 30-6 here in the third quarter. Miller out of the pistol formation will play action. Nope, he'll give to Schoen this time. Ducks under a defender and dives to the 10. So he'll pick up about 4.5 on the play. A little bit different play call right there for ODU on a little misdirection for Brandon Schoen. And it'll bring up now third down and 6 for the Panthers on offense.
Yeah, Brandon, I don't know if he got tripped up or was just trying to dive through a little bit, but at least still forward and got some positive yards out of it.
Third down play now coming up for ODU. Mark Nichols will come back into the lineup now for the Panthers. He and Schoen in the backfield. Casey Williams to the right. Johnson and McKnight are left with the ball right in the middle of the field. Miller out of the pistol formation. One of the Pioneers is jump. He'll throw right side. Casey Williams bobbles. Will they say he made the catch? Well, the near side official's got his arms up for a touchdown. Casey Williams on a 10-yard reception for the score, if it stands. Remember, there's a marker down, but everybody believes it to be offsides against Malone.
Yeah, the near side official here threw his hands up right away to signal the touchdown. I saw the same thing you did, Todd. Casey kind of bobbled the ball a little bit as ODU declines the penalty and sets to hit the extra point, but nice concentration by Casey to get his third touchdown of the season.
So Wally out to try that point after, and I think just to follow up on that, Casey caught it in the end zone initially, so he broke the plane of the goal, then bobbled it.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers will take it. Snyder will put down Tyler Hayes' snap, and Wally has the extra point. Timeout on the field with 8:46 to play in the third quarter. Panthers go 95 yards on their third quarter possession, and now lead Malone 37-6 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
What do you want your college degree to say about you? A degree from Ohio Dominican University says you demand more from your college education. It says that ethics and values are important to you, that you appreciate perspectives offered by experts in their field, that you value having a voice in the classroom, that you don't just want a job, but a fulfilling career you can be proud of. That's what your degree from Ohio Dominican University will say about you. Discover more at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
Let's now head back out to Fossa Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, it'll be Justin Bonchek to kick off here for the Ohio Dominican Panthers. 8:46 to play in the third quarter. And the kickoff along the ground over here to the near side will be fielded by Malone at the 30 and out over the 35-yard line. And we were kind of mildly joking there a little bit with Boncheck coming out for the kickoff, Matt, but Brent Wally, who was a first-team all-GLIAC performer in soccer, got an important soccer game tomorrow.
That's right.
Maybe Coach Merrick forwarded a message, hey, you guys are up 37-6. Can my guy have a break?
Right.
I need him tomorrow.
Yeah, all-league in multiple sports, and I'm sure that Coach Conley would be more than happy to give him a rest the rest of the way here with the success that the soccer team has had this year with Brent.
All right, first down and 10, Malone. They trail 37-6. First time they've had the ball here in the second half. The run out of an offset eye pistol formation on first down. Eckert will go up into the hole, and Nico Tanksley meets him along with DeAndre Harrison. It'll be interesting to see here in the second half now how the Panther defense performs. You talked with Coach Conley. He wasn't happy with the way they covered the option, and I'm sure able to go in there with Coach Cummings and make the adjustments. Hey, this is what we're doing wrong, and this is what we're going to do better here in the second half. Second down play coming up is now Malone will look to the sidelines.
Yeah, I would imagine that they might just have one person in there. If it would be my choice, maybe a Nico Tanksley to just spy the quarterback the entire second half and make sure that they get those stops when he keeps the ball.
Second down, he'll keep here on the option, and he'll be tripped up from behind. And it's Sidney Omame, who continues to play a monster football game here today. Omame coming off that edge and was able to dive from behind, make the tackle. They pick up about four or five. It'll be third down and short now coming up for Malone in the offense.
Yeah, we talked about it in the first half, the monster game that Omame is having, and he hasn't let up one bit.
Third down play coming up. Pioneers are going to need the 45 for a first down. They were able to out first down the Panthers in the first half, 14-10. But trail mightily on the scoreboard. Third and five from the 40. Eckert will play action pass. He will throw. It'll be caught and a first down. That is Ricardo Bell on the catch out to the 47-yard line. And, boy, Eckert was hit just as soon as he threw it, but they'll convert and get the first down.
Yeah, again, even though the scoreboard says 37-6, Malone has done a really nice job today on those third down conversions and kind of is what has been putting the defense back on their heels a little bit.
They are now 7 out of 12 on the day on third down. First down and 10 now from the 47-yard line. Two in the backfield for Eckert, who will give to Davis, the fullback up the middle, who had a nice first half, and he'll carry to the Panther 48-yard line. He had 92 yards rushing in half number one. About the time of possession in the first half, almost 22 minutes to 8 in the first half, and yet the Panthers had 30 points on the board.
Now the Panthers, as we could see from that opening drive in the second half, are trying to reverse that a little bit, almost took up half the quarter on that scoring drive.
Second down and about 4 yards to go. And it'll be Davis, the fullback, and Cody Culbertson will come up and meet him at the 45-yard line. And a gain of two, so third short now coming up for Malone.
Another third down situation here for the Panthers defense. See if we can improve that stat a little bit on the day. Imagine that they're Malone's luck's going to run out at some point.
They were in the middle of the pack in terms of third down percentage coming into today, and they were fifth in the conference in rushing. Third down play coming up now, and it'll be Eckert handing to Davis, and he runs into Omame, who gobbles him up at the 45-yard line short of the first down, and Malone now will likely go for it on fourth.
Yeah, I would imagine at the Panthers' 44-yard line, 45-yard line, down by 31, really have nothing to lose. There's no point in punting it away here from this spot of the field.
Malone was 1 out of 2 on fourth downs in the first half. Now Eckert will look to the near side for the play call. Panther opponents this year are 8 for 24 on third down. Two receivers to the right. Back behind Eckert, the quarterback. He'll bring McLaughlin in motion. Eckert will keep, pitches it out, and he breaks the tackle. First down for McLaughlin as he's to the 38-yard line. You don't see Brad McCurdy whiff on a tackle very often, and he missed in the backfield there, allowing McLaughlin to get the first down.
Yeah, McLaughlin kind of shook him right out of his shoes there, and McCurdy didn't even get a hand on him, but you know, I can't imagine that he's feeling too good about that one right now.
He is very upset with himself out there. Knew he had a chance, came up empty. But again, this Panther defense, and especially those guys in the secondary, all tackle so well. First down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Eckert will run out reverse option to the right. He will keep. He's ahead to the 35 and tapped down by Bell at the 30. That'll be another 7-yard run for Brandon Eckert.
Bell put a nice lick on him there, too. And with them already having some issues at quarterback and injuries with backup Will Sporer injured, you know, they don't want to see Eckert get knocked out of this one.
It's interesting, too, because Sporer, more of a passing quarterback, throws a bunch. And then you've got Eckert, more of the running-style quarterback. Second down from the 30. You can see why they would kind of alternate on some possessions throughout the course of a game. As Eckert will look to throw, pressured by Harrison, and he just drops him back at the 40-yard line. One thing Malone hasn't done today is block on the end, because Harrison and Omame have been, basically, it's almost like they're lining up 3 yards deep in the backfield.
Yeah. No, nice job by Harrison. You know, it seems like one week or the other, it's going to be one or the other or both, and we haven't really called DeAndre Harrison's name too much here so far today, but they both have been doing a nice job getting in the backfield and sniffing out Eckert and dropping him for losses, and got a third and long situation, and another time to get another stop here.
Third down, football near the 40. They have to get to the Ohio Dominican 27-yard line. Eckert will give to Justin Davis, and the fullback is spun around and tackled by DeAndre Harrison for a gain of 3. So they had tried that earlier in the game on a 3rd and 9, and it worked. But here on 3rd down and 12, they only pick up a couple of yards, and we've got an injured lineman down for Malone.
Trying to read a number on that, Todd. Your numbers are kind of difficult
they
to
are,
read in the first place. And when you got one of them writhing around on the ground, it's even harder. But
all right, so we've got a timeout on the field. 2:53 to play here in the third quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 37, Malone 6 on the Panther Sports Network.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Dance from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Back and forth, we continue to go between Grand Valley State and Saginaw Valley State. Right now, the Lakers lead the Cardinals 35-27 with 8:54 to go in the third quarter. Now back out to Fossett Stadium, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Thanks, Charlie. Boy, that's living up to everything it was built out to be today. And right now, the Panthers hoping Grand Valley wins in one respect that would give Ohio Dominican an outright championship in the GLIAC. But it also might mean you'd have to play them again a little later in the season, about 2 weeks from today, huh? Fourth down and 9 now for Malone. Rolling near side. Eckert with time slings it out here, and it is caught at the 21 for a first down. Damian Russell, a sophomore, will make the catch, and credit Malone. They double-teamed Sidney Omame that time, and the big fella couldn't get in there. And that'll be a first-down throw for Eckerts.
Yeah, they had that bootleg out here to the left, it looked like. And, you know, Sidney Omame is on that side, so to make that play work, you have to double-team him. And, you know, nice job on the execution to get the first down for Malone there on fourth down.
So they convert for the second time today on fourth. From the 21-yard line, Eckert fakes the option, now will throw, and it'll be in the end zone incomplete. Ooh, and a penalty marker is going to come in. Daytwon Harris was trailing on the play. A.T. Turner was the intended receiver, and he couldn't make a diving catch. I thought for a moment that Harris was going to get a chance to deflect that, and then a marker came in.
It looked like their feet may have gotten tangled up a little bit.
We've seen a lot worse than that not get called.
I don't know. That's a little bit touchy if you ask me. But, you know, despite that, who was that?
A.T. Turner.
Turner almost caught the ball. That diving catch there across the middle there around the seam of the end zone. And unfortunately, a kind of a ticky-tack foul there, if you ask me, Todd.
Well, the ball goes down to the 6. So it'll be first down and goal now for the Pioneers. They have two receivers, one to either side. They go big formation to the right with Justin Davis in the backfield. He'll get the carry up the middle, good push, and he's down to the two. So a nice little four-yard run, and Brad McCurdy makes the tackle, and the field judge, who has had a box of popcorn up in the third row of the bleachers, threw a flag.
Maybe because one of those pylons is still knocked over.
Unsportsmanlike penalty against Malone. So that'll back him up 15 yards.
Makeup call?
Wow. I doubt that, but boy, there was... I mean, it wasn't exactly visible to us, and we're parallel with the 25-yard line. This is right in front of us to the left. And I didn't see anything. So this will back him up all the way back to the 17-yard line. The down will count, so it'll be second down and goal from the 17-yard line now.
No harm, two fouls.
Out of the pistol with two in the backfield. The Pioneers now will look to the sidelines. Malone, 13th in the conference in penalty yards against this season. 1:50 to play, third quarter clock rolling. ODU leads by the score of 37-6. Malone with five on the play clock. Now Eckert will take the snap. They'll run option left. Pitch out to McLaughlin. Cuts up to the 15. Hit at the 10. Still moving forward. Down to the 6. Brad McCurdy applied the hit. He's slow in getting up. That's a solid run of 11 yards for McLaughlin, and it'll be third and goal from the 6-yard line now.
Yeah, McCurdy came in and tried to throw his shoulder to get the tackle. Probably an ill-advised type of tackle. Didn't really try to wrap him up or anything, and as a result, Malone was able to get a few extra yards out of it.
Third and goal. It's Turner over here to the near side. One receiver out there to the right. Eckert takes the snap. He'll run option. Harrison's got a hold of him. Won't let him make the pitch back to the 9-yard line. So a tackle for loss for DeAndre Harrison, who is just, him and Omame today are just gobbling up Eckert and Davis and McLaughlin behind that line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth and goal from the 8.
Yeah, you can tell they're having fun out there today, getting around that edge. And it's like they're almost like the dueling banjos who can outdo each other out there. But you know, either way, it's good for the Panthers.
So, looks like Malone is going to let the clock run down here and burn a timeout. And they will do so right now. Timeout on the field with 14 seconds to go in the third. Back after this. Panthers lead 37-6 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. What a day it has been for Grand Valley State quarterback Heath Parling. He has just thrown his fourth touchdown of the game as Grand Valley State is starting to pull away from Saginaw Valley State. The Lakers lead the Cardinals 42-27 with 7:33 to go in the third quarter. Now back out to Fawcett Stadium. Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Make a prediction, partner.
Uh-oh.
Charlie is going to eat his words by saying Grand Valley is pulling away with still 22 minutes to go in that game.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Out there in the Valley Bowl.
Everybody is fair game. I got on you last week for wanting to take a knee. I'm going to get on Charlie for saying Grand Valley is pulling away with still a long time to go in that one. Fourth and goal for Malone at the 8-yard line. 14 seconds to play in the third. Panthers are dancing around at the line of scrimmage. They've got 11 players within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage right now. It is Eckert. They're bringing everybody. Throw to the end zone over the head of McLaughlin with Culbertson on the coverage. And Malone will turn it over on downs with 10 seconds to play in the third.
Nice job by the Panthers defense. We saw two fourth down conversions on that drive. And really, Todd, only two possessions in the entire quarter. We had the Panthers had the scoring drive and then the long drive here by Malone, but now the offense takes over with the waning seconds of the third quarter, try to get back down the field, run as much clock off the much time off the clock as possible, and go home with the win.
What a unique quarter. Panthers only have two possessions in the second and one possession here in the third. As Miller will give to Brandon Schoen, he'll move his way forward to the 10, pick up a couple, and that will end our third quarter of play. Panthers add to their lead. It is now 37-6 after three quarters. Ohio Dominican 15 minutes away from a perfect season at 10-0. We'll come back to Fawcett Stadium after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. 14:22 to go in the fourth quarter in Champaign, Illinois. Number three, Ohio State, leading the Illini 44-29. It looks like they might have that game well in hand, but who knows? You never know what will happen in college football. Am I right, Todd Bell?
Using his words a little differently now all of a sudden back at the St. Gabriel Radio Studios.
Oh, boy.
How nice is it to have a little fun here on the final day of the regular season in which the Panthers are now 15 minutes from a perfect season and moving into the Division II playoffs for the first time. On first down and 10, Panthers have it, and it'll be Brandon Schoen as they have it all the way back near the 10-yard line. And Schoen's run will come out near the 14 where it'll be third down. And now, Matt, it'll be interesting to see as we watch the players shuffle in and out how long the starters will remain in the game here in the fourth quarter. Now, again, if this is only the second time they've had the ball in the second half. So you want them to continue to get some reps because, again, as the way it would play out, the Panthers would have a bye week coming up. And so you want to keep everybody and get them as much time as you can, but you also want to be healthy in 2 weeks. Third down and 5. Schoen will sweep to his right. Good push by the line. Gets near the first down marker. Ducks his way under a defender and out of bounds near the 22 for a first down. That's an 8-yard pickup.
Yeah, also a nice job by Mark Nichols out there. He would pretty much clear the path with his offensive line, his fellow Panthers there to get some open space for Brandon Schoen and get out to the edge and get that first down.
So first down and 10 here for ODU. They come from our right to left now. The all-white look today. Ball back near the 23-yard line. First and 10. Panthers will have Aaron Stevens out there playing a little H-back now. Two receivers to the right. Butler tight end to the left. And on first down, it's Brandon Schoen. Hops his way to the right. And not much doing this time. He'll only get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and long now for ODU. Schoen on the day. Right now listed at 110 yards. He needed 111
to get to that 1,000-yard mark.
So second down and 10 coming up. Brandon with a touchdown on the day. Papers are flying from the sky now. Second down. Here comes Schoen again, sweeping to the right over the 25-yard line, and that should get him that 1,000 yards, giving the Panthers two backs over 1,000 yards. You've got three touchdowns today out of Nichols, but only 53 yards rushing, so he is over 1,100 now for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes along with all of the balance that the Panthers have in just about every respect. When you go around the horn there, looking at the stat leaders, there's not much separation between the running backs, between the receivers. On this offense. Third down and long now. Miller will take the shotgun snap. He'll look to throw with time down the sideline for Ronald McLeod. It's overthrown and intercepted by Malone back near the 35-yard line. And that is Jermaine Hunter and a good return coming back all the way to the 30. Now, there's a penalty marker down at the line of scrimmage that had to have occurred near the start of that play. Let's let them sort this out. Panthers offense isn't leaving the field.
Mm-hmm.
Defense was offside. That'll erase the interception. It'll still be ODU ball, and it'll be third down at about 2. And you wonder if neither one of us, I don't think, saw the movement.
No.
I wonder if Mark did. And like you talked about in the first half, when he thought there was a defensive offside, he just kind of threw one up for grabs.
Right.
That one was kind of the same way. He says, well, I know I've got a free play here. We'll try one deep. So it'll be third and two now for ODU. Two receivers over here to the near side, two in the backfield, and Schoen will sweep right. Big hole, 35 to the 36 for a first down. 6 yards for Schoen. And the Panthers will continue to grind out yards and grind out the clock.
They're sitting at 217 and running here in the fourth quarter, and just try to make sure everybody escapes healthy and hop up back on that bus and head south to Columbus.
I could give them directions on how to get home. First down and 10, back at the 36-yard line. It'll be Miller giving to Brandon Schoen. Sophomore from Olentangy will rumble his way out of bounds over on the far sideline near the 39. It's almost like the offense right now is trying to get 3 yards every time. Just, you know, keep the clock rolling and keep this possession going. It'll bring up a second down. Abe Johnson and Casey Williams over here to the near side. If there has been one down today, it's that Des Stewart left the game in the first quarter and did not return at wide receiver. Second down and about seven. And it'll be Brandon Schoen, cuts right, back left, through the middle, upended over his heels to the 45-yard line, and he'll be just short of making the 46-yard line, just short of the first down marker.
Des Stewart coming in today, 48 catches, 781 yards. That's a 16.3 average per catch, 5 touchdowns, but that doesn't really tell the story of some of the acrobatic catches that he's had this year and some of the highlight reel types of receptions he's had from Mark Miller, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what the diagnosis or prognosis is on him.
Well, he really set the tone down in Georgetown.
That's right.
With that big first night of the year. Schoen on third and one. He will dive forward and have the first down at the 47-yard line. So a new set of downs here for ODU. A possession that began with only 14 seconds on the third quarter clock back at their own six. And this is only their second possession of the half. Remember, their first possession began at the 5.
Right.
And now this one begins at the 6. And they are running off more clock here.
You had that 95-yard scoring drive and chewed up, let's see, math is not my favorite, but about half the quarter. We'll go with that.
First down and 10 Panthers. And Brandon Schoen will get the carry to his right, 45, hit at the 50, breaks that tackle, and slides down inbounds at the 42-yard line. That'll be about 11 more in a first down. That was the 10th play of this current drive for ODU, and they've got it now at the Malone 42-yard line.
Yeah, Brandon Schoen has the same idea of not getting hurt and staying healthy. Here he goes for the slide there to get the first down.
Hey, he was wanting to stay in balance to keep the clock rolling, which in theory is the right thing to do, but the first down stopped the clock anyways.
Right.
And in college football, until the last couple of minutes, as soon as they go out and they set the ball, the clock starts also. So, I mean, it was the right idea to get down and try and stay in balance, but they don't need that till a little later on the quarter. As it is, Malone has decided they need a timeout. They're tired, and so we'll pause as well. 9:48 to go, fourth quarter. Panthers lead 37-6 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Davis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studio. Saginaw Valley has just turned the ball over on downs. It is back in the hands of the Grand Valley State offense. The Lakers continue to lead the Cardinals 42-27 with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Let's now head back out to Fossa Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Thanks, Charlie. It'll be first down. Ohio Dominican with the football at the 42-yard line. 9:48 to play here in quarter number four from Fawcett Stadium. Panthers trying to finish off a perfect 10-0 season. It would be their second undefeated regular season. The other back in 2007, the only other playoff appearance for Ohio Dominican. That was NAIA at the time. First down, it's Brandon Schoen through the middle. Three more yards for ODU. Clock will continue to roll as we're under 9:40 to play now here in the fourth quarter. And a defense that at times today, Matt, was giving up some drives. But there again, you look up at the scoreboard, and Malone has six.
Yeah, I mean, you could give up some yardage. Just as long as you don't give up the points that goes with that yardage, I guess you'll be fine and in good shape. And, you know, that's exactly where we stand right now, 37-6, with approaching the nine-minute mark left in this game. And, you know, the defense, we've said it all game long, has just sort of been the hook that we've hung the hat on all season.
Second down and seven, Ronnell Spates getting some time. The senior out of Villa Angela St. Joe will carry back to the line of scrimmage. And Malone, a couple of guys really excited about that tackle for no gain, and it'll be third down and about six now.
Yeah, kind of tackled each other out there by mistake, but good to see Ronnell back in that game after his 100-yard rushing performance last week against Lake Erie. And I would imagine, I think that was all in the fourth quarter, at least maybe some of it in the third, but good to see him in there and got a score last week as well. So given Schoen and Nichols a little bit of a break here.
As he said in our pregame today, he certainly was appreciative of all of the support he got from the team and the fans last week, as Schoen will dive, and boy, did he get the first?
I think he did.
I don't remember Brandon leaping into the air such as that. Got him right at the first down marker. First down Panthers. And that'll be it for Brandon Schoen and Mark Miller. So their day is complete. They get Brandon Schoen over 1,000 yards to have two backs over 1,000 in just a 10-game season. Remember, keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And the Panthers now will start to filter in some fresh bodies out there. Aaron Stevens back out at tight end. Kevin Hetrick now is out there at quarterback for Ohio Dominican. Helped orchestrate a scoring drive last week, was 2 of 2 passing. Ronnell Spates remains behind him at running back. First down from the Malone 32-yard line, and it's Spates up into the hole, and he'll be met right there. So no gain on the play as the tackle was made by Austin Carey. And it'll be second down and 10, and now lineman Jared Howard and Perrin Cunningham will leave the ball game. Kyle Thurkeld will replace one, and Joe Farish, junior from Monroe, will replace the other. So got Deion Selman and Jake Brandt out there at line, including Michael Kelke at the center. Second down and 10, football at the 32-yard line. Patrick now working out of the shotgun will take the snap, turns and gives to Spates. Off to the right side, and he'll lean forward out near the 30-yard line. So it'll be third down for the Panthers. Josh Bushby, a sophomore out of Thornville Sheridan, will replace Jake Brandt, who made his 42nd start today. So he will check out of the lineup. Mark Nichols will come back in for ODU. Wide receiving core is still McLeod, Williams, and McKnight. What will be third down and 9 coming up from the 30-yard line.
Where's Nichols at there today so far?
I believe I had him in the 50s, somewhere in there, with 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Third down play now, as Hatrick has the two backs to either side. Takes the snap, play action pass, and now Hatrick tried to run around the left end and stumbled and fell, but there were a couple of blue shirts out there, so tried to run a little quarterback action there. We've seen Hatrick use his legs, had a long touchdown run in a game last year, and ended up stumbling down, and so the Panthers are going to try a field goal here. And this could end up putting a cap here on the day, as Brent Wally will come out and try a 51-yard field goal. Ball just about in the middle of the field with the wind. Hayes will snap it. Snyder puts it down. Wally's field goal on the way, and it is good. It's a new school record, a 51-yarder for Brent Wally. And Wally swarmed by his special teams unit after he made it. Wally adding, just etching his name in every possible record book, owning the GLIAC record for field goals made in a season, career holder at ODU, and now 51-yarder. That is now four field goals of 47 yards or more this year for Brett Wally.
And still has that soccer game to play tomorrow. No, I know. It's happy. I'm happy to see Brent Wally kind of put a cap on his football, regular football season. Hopefully we've got a lot more to play so far for the remainder of the season. But to get that record, it tied it earlier this year with the 48-yarder a couple times, I believe, and just broke his own record with the 51. And it was pretty appropriate, I thought, here to do that on the final week of the season.
Kind of interesting. Remember, he hit a 50-yarder against Walsh on this field going the same way, but it was blown dead because Malone jumped offside.
Right.
So,
in a hurricane.
There was a lot of things going on that night. So the Panthers now lead 40-6 on a nearly 10-minute drive. Boncheck kicks it away. It'll be fielded and dropped by Turner at the 15. And make that Phillips. He comes forward to the 20 and down right there. So it'll be Malone football at the 20-yard line, first down and 10. The Panther defense, probably some fresh bodies out there that will include Austin Osborne out there for the first time today. And we talked about him being able to come back after a knee injury that he suffered on this field against Walsh all the way back in the fourth or fifth game of the season, fifth game back on October 5th. He and Harrison were the two that suffered injuries on that day. Then Wesselhoff, 3 days later in practice, breaks his foot. And now here we are, last day of the season, everybody healthy, and back out onto the field. As on first down, it'll be Justin Davis getting a run, and he'll carry out near the 27-yard line. So that'll be a nice run for Davis, who's about 115 yards on the day. Justin Bell and Daquan Harris, Billy Akins will all check out of the lineup now for ODU. And McCurdy as well. That's a secondary unit, arguably as good as you'll see. And we'll see, they'll be tested once it comes playoff time in 2 weeks. Hand off to Davis, and a tackle will be made right at the line of scrimmage. And it'll be a third down play coming up.
Speaking of that secondary, Todd, pass defense allowing just over 200 yards per game and only 13 touchdowns in 10 games, a little bit of more than one touchdown a game. It's you're exactly right. It's one of the best units that there is here in this Division II landscape.
Anthony Small Jr. made the tackle that time for ODU. Jordan Murph is out there for the Panthers defensively. Looks like Isaac Jeffers might be out there as well for the Panthers. Third down and short on that defensive line. They'll hand it off up the middle, and Davis didn't get it. Boy, he's been able to get yardage all day, but not that time. And DJ Perdue was in there on the tackle for the Panthers. Colton Skinner is out there. Grant Jones, Dwayne Clemens, Shavon Fitzgerald. They're all out there now defensively for the Panthers, as well as Brent Allerding and Travis Agnew, all getting in on the action. And we will see the Pioneers come out and punt. Something they haven't done much of today, and when they did, it didn't go well, as both punts in the first quarter were blocked by ODU. I'd imagine the Panthers wouldn't be bringing much heat this time. And Malone didn't get the punt off in time.
Well, we had the two blocked punts and then the subsequent blocked extra point that resulted in Daquan Harris returning it for your unconventional two-point score, the two-run home run.
Marquise Tyus is back to receive this punt back near the 40-yard line. 3:37 to go in the game. Panthers on top, 40-6. And they get this punt away. Tyus will field the spiral back near the 36. Got by one defender and will make his way out near the 40-yard line, where the Panther offense will come out onto the field. They have gone to the fourth quarter now at Grand Valley, and the Lakers leading Saginaw Valley 49-27. So a three-score lead in the fourth quarter. And the reason you keep an eye on that one is doesn't change and Grand Valley wins, the Panthers would be the outright champions in the GLIAC.
And it also, as we talked about earlier, has some implications on who our opponent might
right.
be here in the Super Region as the playoffs approach. As it is, we would get a bye next week and then could potentially be playing one of those two schools.
First down and 10 from the 40-yard line. Kevin Hattrick will look to throw out to the right side. Ronald McLeod's going to get a catch. He's out over the 50 and out of bounds on the Malone side of the field. So they get Ronald McLeod a catch here today. And it'll bring up first down and 10. There was a small part of me that was slightly nervous that if Saginaw went out and put a whooping on Grand Valley State today,
mm-hmm.
that they could leapfrog the Panthers into that number two spot. There was
right.
a very small portion of me that was nervous about that. So to see Saginaw losing today, I feel much better about things.
Yeah, yeah, and it's interesting, Todd. Finish this thought, actually, after this play.
Hattrick takes the snap, gives to Ronnell Spates. Sutter steps his way up into the hole, and the pile will move to the 45 with 2:44 to play in the game.
Yeah, we were talking about this throughout the week, you and I. Do you want to face a Grand Valley team that you've already beaten, or do you want to face a Saginaw Valley team that you've never played before? And I think at this point we would much rather, I don't know. I don't know, because we beat Grand Valley. We put it to them. Saginaw Valley was undefeated and appeared to be to have all the momentum in the world, but now Grand Valley beat them.
There's one difference with Grand Valley. We did not play Heath Parling at quarterback.
That's true.
For Grand Valley States. The quarterback we played against escapes my mind right now, and I'll look it up in a second, but Ronnell Spates will get a carry for a short here now with 2 minutes to go in the game. But, I mean, that's the one for me, that's the one wild card with Grand Valley is they play much better when it is Heath Parling at quarterback and not Isaiah Grimes.
Grimes, that's right.
So they have not lost since the Panthers beat them.
I would have to say, though, I think if you're the Panthers coaching staff, you would probably want to play somebody you're most familiar with. And, beating somebody twice in the same season is always a tough task, but I would say that the familiarity there is probably more of an advantage.
Third and 8, Ronnell Spates the carry and met at the line and down right there. And again, we're just speculating.
Right.
As it was today, the Panthers would play the winner of Saginaw Valley Grand Valley, the way that the seedings, in fact, I don't even think that was true because Grand Valley had slipped to number 5. Indianapolis is in there at number 4. Tarleton State was scoreless with North Alabama in the second quarter of their game. They're the number 6 team. The Panthers would play if they remain number 2 in the region, the winner of the 3-6 matchup.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out tomorrow. 5 o'clock will be the live selection show at NCAA.com/live schedule, 5 p.m. tomorrow. And you can just go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com and you can get all the information later tonight and tomorrow, and the link to get right to that game or that live selection show tomorrow at 5 o'clock at NCAA.com/live schedule. And you can see the announcement of the 4 regions across the country as we've had a timeout on the field here. But you'll see the announcement and find out if the Panthers do remain a 2 seed and see how everything kind of shaped up behind them on this final weekend of the regular season. So, a lot to look forward to, a lot to digest, and all of it is very good.
Yeah, looking forward to checking that out tomorrow. I know the team's going to get together and kind of have our own little viewing party and see how it shakes out, and then celebrate for now, but then get right back to work.
Panthers will have... see here. Fourth down play. Fourth down back at the 45-yard line. Patrick with Ronnell Spates behind him. We'll take take the snap, turn and give to Spates. He'll sweep to the left, out to the 45, to the 40, and down at the 38. Boy, he got real close, but just short of the first down marker with 31 seconds to go. And so the Panthers will turn it over on downs, and Malone will get it trailing 40-6. The Panthers will run their record to 10-0. They will be 9-0 in the conference as they will finish things up here today. And the throng of fans across the way that made the trip saluting the team right now as the players turn and applaud their or give their approval of the fans. As Malone will come out here with 31 seconds to go in the game. 40-6 ODU. They took control of this game early and often, leading 23-6 at the end of the first quarter. Full option play out here to McLaughlin, and they'll say it's an incomplete pass. We've got a junior quarterback out there now, a new body for Malone. And it'll bring up a second down. My Malone roster has flat out disappeared. I'll blame it on my partner since he's out wandering around Fawcett Stadium right now. Second down play coming up. And they'll toss it over here to the near side. That'll be caught by A.T. Turner. And he'll be out of bounds. Ooh, then a flag comes in late as well. We'll wait and see what that's going to be all about. Well, they're going to get the Panthers here. So, they'll tack on 15. That won't make anybody happy on the ODU sideline. Ball will go all the way to the 40-yard line. Matt, pick up that pylon.
I just picked up your signal, actually, Todd. Okay. And I think I'm going to leave it alone.
Here is Tyler Wentz, the quarterback on the option, and it's McLaughlin and tapped out of bounds, and the Panthers again make a hit a little bit beyond the boundary. And another personal foul penalty here to go against Ohio Dominican. So it is going to be a late hit out of bounds. And it'll be another first down here for Malone. So now there's 17 seconds to go. You can hear the Panther fans on the far side chanting ODU. What many of them probably don't know is that Grand Valley is beating Saginaw Valley. Still 49-27 in that game with about 11 and a half minutes to go. Wentz is going to throw down the right side. He's got a man, and that'll be a touchdown. So a touchdown pass to LePere Smith. And Malone will get one on the board here with 12 seconds to go.
Yeah, very similar to last week, Todd, with Lake Erie kind of getting that junk touchdown at the end. And kind of doesn't really tell the story when you see that score in the newspaper the next day. But it's all right. We'll take the win anyway.
And the extra point coming up now for Malone. Well, for the Pioneers, that's what they can hang their hat on to end the season. Got a touchdown. That'll be their big momentum lift going into the offseason.
From their backup.
Right. To a guy who wasn't on the depth chart. So the extra point coming up from Derek Sawyer. And Sawyer will put it up into the air, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 12 seconds to go. Panthers lead Malone 40-13 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Very quickly, Grand Valley State leading Saginaw Valley 49-27 with 11:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's now head back out to Fawcett Stadium and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, 12 seconds to go in the game now. Malone has added a touchdown here to make it 40-13 in favor of Ohio Dominican. Stay with us here in our post game as we'll have comments from head coach Bill Connolly down on the field. Matt will try and track down a couple of guys, including the defenders who played such a huge role in today's game after the handshakes and everything. And Charlie will have everything from back at the studios today as well as the Panthers lead here 40-13. And again, Grand Valley State leading Saginaw Valley State 49-27. And if that holds true, then Ohio Dominican would win the outright conference championship. In the GLIAC. Let's see what Malone does here on the kickoff. Sawyer has got it teed up. And they will pooch it downfield. It'll be picked up by Mark Nichols. Nichols now will just take a knee. So they at least wanted to have their hands guys in the back end of that kick return, but they had no interest in returning it and getting anybody hurt down there.
Yeah, smart move. What do you think? They go for the field goal here, Todd?
I think they're going to take a knee in what is called the victory formation, my friend.
You know, I've been down here waiting to see if they give old Coach Conley the obligatory Gatorade bath, but I haven't seen that quite yet.
That's a good call. I wonder if there was an edict put out before the game today. Kevin Hattrick will move in under center. The Panther sideline is ready to explode as they will take the knee, and Ohio Dominican will wrap up a season that was potential at the beginning of the year, get a couple of early wins, and it is Panther perfection. Final score today, it is Malone losing to Ohio Dominican 40-13. And Ohio Dominican finishes the season, Matt, at 10-0.
Yeah, you described it perfectly, Todd. Everybody down here was on the sideline getting ready to explode. And some players had some water bottles with the lids off and were throwing around the water and the ice in the air. And they're doing their sportsmanship thing here and handshaking the Malone Pioneers. But, you know, as soon as that's over with and Coach Conley gets his crew huddled up here for some post-game comments, it's going to be quite colorful.
And we'll have those comments as well coming up in our post-game. Final score, Ohio Dominican 40 and Malone 13. Back to the studios and Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. Oh, how sweet it is. A perfect regular season. Only the second time in the 10-year history of the Ohio Dominican Panthers football team it's ever happened. And what an amazing season this has been for ODU. A perfect 10-0 overall and 9-0 in GLIAC play. Coming up on the Panthers postgame show, we'll recap today's game, talk with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Connolly, and update you on scores across the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to Ohio Dominican football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu. You.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house, and we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. We'll be right back.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Panther Postgame Show. I'm your host, Charlie Danis. Ohio Dominican fans, I have very happy news to report. Your Panthers have gone undefeated during the 2013 regular season as they are able to handle Malone rather easily by the final score of 40-13 at Fawcett Stadium. Let's now head back up to Canton, Ohio, and rejoin the voice of the Ohio Dominican Panthers, Mr. Todd Bell. And Todd, what a fantastic season for the Panthers in only their 10th year of existence and their fourth year as a Division II program, a perfect 10-0 in the regular season. And like we said, if they got the win, it would set themselves up beautifully for the Division II football playoffs. Can't wait to see what awaits the Panthers in the second season.
And you know what's interesting about that too, Charlie, is you said, can't wait to see what is ahead or what awaits the Panthers in the second season. This is uncharted territory now for Ohio Dominican. They have not been in this position before in Division II. So many of us, including myself, are trying to educate our fans by learning the process of what is the Division II playoffs and things of that nature. And now, not only are we learning about it, but we're going to be engulfed in it here any day now. Matt Natale has got head coach Bill Connolly down on the sidelines. I'm sure he's a little elated down there right now, Matt.
That's right, Todd. Coach, champions of the GLIAC, only a few years into this thing. Talk about how proud you are of this group and to be undefeated and to have that trophy and head into the playoffs.
I tell you what, anybody who ever thought this 4 years ago, it's just unbelievable. I mean, these kids have worked so hard. They've got really truly committed to being successful. They're truly committed to each other, the program, and just can't be any more proud. You know, to be now going to our third season, which is the playoffs. I just know what this is. Just I could not be prouder. And you know, in the many years that I've been coaching, this is without a doubt one of those great moments.
No doubt. Coach, get a little emotional, but I think the big part of it, too, just being along for the ride for 10 games, is your team's done it with class. Nothing's guaranteed, and that's what the approach that they have taken is. Talk a little bit about that and sort of, you know, the one game at a time kind of mentality and doing it all with class.
And that's all we have, did. I mean, really, that is it. You know, this week, winning this week, I said, I don't want anybody talking about playoffs or anything. We're out to do one thing, and that's win this game. And our guys really stayed focused. They watched just as much film on Malone as they did anybody all year. And truly are committed to knowing that, you know, we're not so good we can just step on the field and people will roll over and die. That don't happen in college football today. So you got to take it one game at a time. And now we got the same attitude going into the playoffs. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, and now you can talk about the playoffs. You just talked about it with your team there and the selection show tomorrow. But I'm sure you'll probably enjoy this one for a little while bit first.
How could you not enjoy this one for a long time? But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see tomorrow exactly who the matchups are going to be. But I know one thing. We're going to take a day and really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Get back to your team there.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, very good. And Coach Connolly, and Matt, if you want to grab any of the guys down there, see you can grab, and I'll keep my eye out for you down there on the field as Ohio Dominican wins today by the final score of 40-13. And an offensive performance today that didn't exactly rival their best of the year. Only 376 yards of total offense. Brandon Schoen on the ground today had 151. Mark Nichols had 53 and three touchdowns today. And also today, passing was Mark Miller for 156 yards. Des Stewart had 61. Casey Williams at 52. Ronald McLeod, 22. Nate Weeks had 18 yards receiving on the day. And, again, kind of an all-around balanced type of a day today for ODU on offense. Again, nothing shocking like the 727 yards on the day last week, but certainly a day today where they took care of business, scored 23 points in the first quarter of today's game, and was able to ride that to a 40-6 victory. Partner, I've lost you. Where are you down there?
I'm down here right now, Todd, with DeAndre Harrison and Cindy Omame. And guys, you guys look like you were just trying to one-up each other all day today, living in their backfield. Talk about the performance you had today and just sort of the pressure you got to the quarterback. A little bit of an option that you guys haven't really seen yet so far this year.
Well, you know, we always try to one-up each other every game. That's what we came in the season doing, and that's what we continue to do. And we saw a little something that we weren't used to. We adjusted, and we try to make plays.
What about for you, DeAndre?
Yeah, we're just always competitive. The D-line in general, we'll go at each other's necks every game. Who gets the most tackles, tackles for loss. And we saw a little bit of option last week against Lake Erie. We tried to utilize that training and just take it to the next level of this game.
Now you guys, undefeated, GLIAC champs, kind of hung your hat all year on defense, and you guys were a big part of that. Tell me what this means to you guys.
This means everything. We work hard for this all summer, all spring, and now it's coming to fruition. We just got to thank our whole defense, our corners and linebackers. Without them, we couldn't do what we do.
The same. It means a lot. Especially my family, for the coaches, for the program. It's something we've never done before in the GLIAC at D2. We're just trying to change it and start something that we keep building on every year.
Well, congratulations, guys. Enjoy this one, and we'll see you tomorrow at the selection show.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Sydney Omame and DeAndre Harrison, two very well-spoken of those defensive line, as we've had heard all year long from the players in our pregame, getting the audio from some of those players. And Matt, I mean, again, just you said win with class. They're having fun down there right now, but there's no showboating going on. There's a little bit of camera posing and things of that nature, which is to be expected. But what's the atmosphere like down there? What was kind of lament on some of the things talked about in that huddle?
Well, Coach Conley, as we heard when I was chatting with him, got a little bit emotional, but when he had the whole team huddled around him, he was getting them all fired up and actually brought up the Grand Valley-Saginaw Valley game and said that it looks like that there's a good chance we could be facing Grand Valley here in a couple weeks, and we all know how that went earlier in the season. But as far as the mood goes, everybody's all smiles down here. Coaches are taking pictures with their units, and it's about what you could expect from an undefeated team that just won a conference title.
And behind you, there's a great scene as well. All of the parents, family, friends who made the trip are all huddled around that Panther locker room, still waiting for the last unit to make their way through the cheerleaders who made the trip and over into that side. It's been a great support all year from the Panther fans, and there's still more football to come.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Todd. There was I don't think we've forgot to mention it during the broadcast, but we did have a nice crew here to support the Panthers today, and they're all there kind of forming a tunnel, congratulating everybody as they head back into the locker room, and it's going to be a nice bus ride home today as we head home, GLIAC champ.
All right, Matt, great job as always, and I guess I'll see you in a couple of weeks back at Panther Field as we expect.
Thank you very much, Todd. I'm looking forward to it, and as always, go Panthers.
All right, final score here again today, Ohio Dominican 40 and Malone 13. Again, we invite you to go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com, the official athletic site of ODU Sports, as you can get the game recap of this victory today. You can get the information on the live selection show at NCAA.com/live-schedule, 5 p.m. tomorrow, as the announcement of the four regions, the seeding, and the pairings will take place. Again, seeds 1 and 2 receive a first-round bye into the playoffs. Seeds 3 play 6, 4 plays 5. And with the number 1 seed hosting the 4-5 winner, the number 2 seed hosting the 3-6 winner. And again, we'll find out who that matchup will be tomorrow. With so much going on behind Ohio Dominican in the regional rankings, things are certainly going to look different tomorrow at 5 o'clock than they do today at close to 4 o'clock. So that'll wrap things for us here from Fawcett Stadium, where today the Ohio Dominican Panthers have wrapped up its second ever undefeated perfect season as they defeat Malone by the final score of 40-13, finishing 10-0 on the season. Stay tuned to OhioDominicanPanthers.com again for the announcement of the pairings tomorrow and the potential opponent for Ohio Dominican two Saturdays from today. For my partner, Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Coming up next, it'll be Charlie Danis in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios to wrap things up. For now, we say so long from Fawcett Stadium in Canton, Ohio, where it's a championship great day to be a Panther.